interesting. Sir?
It appeared to be a long letter, though no one could read it. It was in a language nobody knows. It could be the language of the Jewel Cities. What I want to know is, who was supposed to get it? Was it unique or part of a series? Our friend is in trouble, lad. If he recovers, he's in hot water. Deep. Real bums don't write long letters to anybody.
Well, sir, like I said, he was trying to track down his kids, and he may have come from Opal.
I know. There is circumstantial evidence on his side. Maybe he can satisfy me when he comes around. On the other hand, this being the Barrowland, anything remarkable becomes suspicious. Question, son, and you must answer satisfactorily, or you're in hot water, too. Why did you try to hide the packet?
The crux, the moment from which there was no escape. He had prayed it would not arrive. Now, facing it, Case knew his loyalty to Corby was unequal to the test.
He asked me if anything happened to him, I would get a letter delivered to Orr, a letter in oilskin.
He did expect trouble, then.
I don't know. I don't know what was in the letter, or why he wanted it delivered. He just gave me a name, and then he said to tell you something after the letter was delivered.
Ah.
I don't remember his exact words. He said to tell you, the thing in the great barrow isn't asleep anymore.
Sweet came out of his seat as though stung.
He did.
And how did he know?
Never mind. The name. Now. Who was the packet to go to?
A smith in Orr, named Sand. That's all I know, sir. I swear.
Right.
Sweet seemed distracted. Back to your duties, lad. Tell Major Cleef I want him.
Yes, sir.
Next morning, Case watched Major Cleef and a detail ride out under orders to arrest Sand Smith. He felt terribly guilty, and yet just how had he betrayed anyone? He might have been betrayed himself if Corby was a spy.
He assuaged his guilt by tending Corby with religious devotion, keeping him clean and fed.
Chapter 30 A Barrowland Night. It took Goblin and One-Eye only minutes to examine the house.
No traps, One-Eye announced. No ghost, either. Some old resonances of sorcery overlaid by more recent ones.
Upstairs.
I produced a scrap of paper. Upon it were my notes from the Bowman's letters. We went upstairs. Confident though they were, Goblin and One-Eye let me go first. Some friends. I checked to make certain the window was shuttered before permitting a light. Then,
do your stuff. I'll poke around.
Tracker and Toadkiller Dog remained in the doorway. It was not a big room.
I examined book titles before starting a serious search. The man had had eclectic tastes, or had collected what was cheapest, perhaps. I found no papers. The place did not look ransacked.
One-Eye, can you tell if this place was searched?
Probably not.
Why?
The papers aren't here.
You looked where he hid stuff, like he said.
All but one. A spear stood in a corner. Sure enough, when I twisted it, its head came off and revealed a hollow shaft. Out came the map mentioned.